This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Truad, and Dr. Truad, I think this will be a regular time spot coming back. We have, of course, you and your colleagues built the Magi and the Mini Magi. These not only block ELF pollution, but also block the COVID virus. We can also use the Cell Vital Mat, which they've used now in Italy to actually save people that were dying from the COVID virus using electrotechnology. But you need to take other things too, okay? When I see people protesting, not wearing any kind of mask, I'm thinking, just wear a mask. I don't care about the social distancing garbage. 2 feet, 6 feet, 20 feet, 100 feet. Just wear a mask and have an eye goggles on just so you don't get it. But most of the people are asymptomatic. The studies that were reviewed by Dr. John Campbell in the Navy ship is 60% of the people were asymptomatic. They didn't even get a fever. 18% of the people in the Diamond Princess that were even seniors over 60, 65, 18% did get nothing. And the vast majority of people don't get sick. They only get sick if they have pre-existing conditions, which means they have mitochondrial disease, they're obese, they're diabetic, they have other problems related to their mitochondria. And their vitamin D levels are probably abysmal. If you're black, you're more at risk because 80% are low, 70% of Hispanics, 40% of whites. You mentioned something really interesting just as we were coming into the break now, that if people had the previous flu vaccine, the regular flu vaccine, their risk, according to the Pentagon, this is not something you can just dispute because obviously they're going to research this, they're going to find, why is that? I have a theory, but I'd like you to study the data first. Go ahead.
Well, this is, again, the Pentagon study just released, this came from my friend Robert Kennedy, you know, the thing he posted was April 16th, Robert Kennedy Jr., his children's health defense.
Right.
2020 Pentagon study, flu vaccines increase risk of coronavirus death by 36 times.
Well, now, I want to hear your theory, and I have my theory as to why that is. Because what the coronavirus does is create altitude sickness by uncoupling the F1 protein in your mitochondria. It's like taking the sprocket off your bicycle. And if you've had a previous vaccine, including the last attempt in 2003 to make an RNA vaccine, it increased the chances of cytokine storm and mitochondrial death dramatically. In other words, the vaccine killed a hell of a lot of people, just like the vaccines that Bill Gates promoted in India killed a lot of people there as well. I mean, this is not the only place where his dumb vaccine theories were actually a major cause of increased deaths, right?
Yeah. They're calling
Go ahead.
They're calling it virus interference. They're not saying that specifically is causing it. They're just causing it.
Why do they use something obtuse like that, okay? Let's get real specific scientifically so you can validate it, okay? You can do an electron microscopy of disrupted mitochondria, looking at their EM electron microscopy. You can look at their energetics. You look at zeta potentials, determine the charge of the cell, how much ATP are there, because the ATP level will actually measure your zeta potential, your bioimpedance in somebody, a little thing on your anklet and your wrist. In fact, one of my colleagues, one of the techniques he used in the ICU in Aurora, Colorado years ago, back in the late 90s, he was an engineer, and he decided, hey, I'm going to develop a little bioimpedance machine in the ICU. So you walk in, he'd slap an electrode on your right ankle and foot, and if your impedance was dropping, you knew you're going to crash in the ICU. So he had to find out why the hell you're dying. Are you going septic? Are you going heart failure? What's happening? But you see, they also do the inappropriate treatment. Respirators and ECMO machines are not the treatment for altitude sickness. That's why it's killing people. But guess what? In New York and other places, the government pays triple if they slap you on a ventilator, even if you don't need it. They need hyperbaric oxygen therapy. They may need this CVAC therapy. But they sure as hell don't need a ventilator as a first need when they have a problem that's primarily not infection. They're going to get secondary infection, but it's basically an uncoupling of the mitochondria. And it's... if we had everybody in the country got vitamin D, if everybody in the country got increased levels of zinc to block RNA polymerase, if everybody in the country started taking my Tesla iodine, neutral pH, vitamin C, and curcumin, high liposomal product, the virus would be gone in about 2 or 3 days. We have nobody that can grow on. and it could have spread to no one. But when they keep on pushing testing, these people are idiots. The IgG antibody takes 2 months. The IgM, which is the immediate one, takes 3 to 6 weeks. So it's like taking a photo of an accident 3 weeks after it's had and the people are already buried. It's friggin' useless. If you're trying to do case tracking and want to stop the virus, the only thing that'll pick it up early is my biophilia scanner picks up the resonant frequency in the body, and they need to go immediately to isolation where they go on antivirals, whether it's remdesivir, which I don't think they need to, that you can take our anti-pathogenics easily and knock out the virus, and things to protect their mitochondria, but we're not doing that. That's why all parties involved, on the left and the right, are wrong on this, and the cotoxin is 5G network. Why the heck are we putting a cotoxin like 5G network smart grid, which is also toxic, and just dirty electricity with head Dr. Sam Millen? This is not the cause of the problem, but it sure as hell aggravates the heck out of it, doesn't it? Even regular flu. My guess, a lot of the people that you're finding there that we mentioned last week and we got very popular, the Navajo, is they're dying probably more likely of seasonal flu, not COVID, combined with putting the 5G network up. And so it takes even just regular flu and makes it a heck of a lot more lethal, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and I think that's probably what most of these deaths are, frankly, because of...
I think it's extremely unlikely, where they don't travel internationally, that they actually have COVID. I'll make a bet it's the more lethal version of flu this year, so you're supposed to be twice as lethal as usual, combined with 5G, which is all over the Navajo reserves, like, because they paid off the leaders of the Indian Federation to actually, yeah, put it up there. People don't have television or radio, but put 5G up. It's like, how stupid are they? Right?
Yeah, and I just got, I was talking yesterday, Sunday, with some of my friends there on Hopi Land, and oh my goodness, they are terrorized. He said, my friend, his name is Julian, said he says his sister was just got a little cough and so she went down and got tested, and she's positive.
Right.
And they don't want her to go back into her house because her sister-in-law, that she's staying with, they're the family, they're a young family with a two-week-old baby, and they're afraid the baby will die if she goes back in. So she's been having to find some place to stay, wherever, to be quarantined.
See, this is more of the pollution that's going on. And you and I know that the global Satanists that did this, and Bill Gates back in 2015 did this at the TED conference, 2017 they presented information with Dr. Liu with Dr. Fauci, who sourced out at $3.7 million of research at the BSL lab in North Carolina. These friggin' satanic maniacs, and they don't understand, even if COVID didn't happen at all, just putting up 5G along with regular flu would kill a lot of people, right? Now, COVID is much more lethal. I'm going to guess, from what I've seen in the data, it's about 10 to 12 times more lethal than regular flu, but only a tiny number of Americans already have it. Probably less than 2 to 5% have actually had exposure at all. And a lot of those, that they're young and healthy, are asymptomatic, 60% according to the Naval Ship, and even 18% of seniors. So people need to understand, unless you've got pre-existing conditions and horrible diets, like when you see 106-year-olds or 90-year-olds survive, they probably had relatives feeding them really well. They had good health beforehand, even though they're 100 years of age. So this whole thing is a farce, isn't it?
Well, again, it goes back to this Pentagon. So let me read you just the one main sentence out of the abstract. Examining non-influenza viruses, parentheses, coronaviruses specifically, the odds of coronavirus in vaccinated individuals were significantly higher when compared to unvaccinated individuals. The odds ratio, association between an exposure and an outcome, of 1 to 36.
Dang it.
Times more.
Yeah, listen.
I've been saying the same thing, because when I was talking to my friend, I said, was your sister vaccinated?
Right.
Did she get the vaccine this year? Because remember, you called me, Julian, and asked me if you should get it. And you could get $200, you know, in the trading post. And I said, is it worth $200 to put your life at risk, Julian? And you don't need it. He goes, wow. Is it that bad? I said, yeah. But
yeah.
His sister did have the
vaccine. And by the way, these vaccines are not just screwy up vaccines. They're putting nanobots in the vaccine that change your genetics. They're putting microchips. We call, you've ever heard of a thing called, dust? We call artificially intelligence dust. Do you know that? And you can spray dust anywhere. You can put dust on a roadway. You can put it on a building wall. and the dust actually act as a converter of information to transmit to your DNA in your cells and even your cortex, so that if you inject somebody with nanobots, you can actually then interface it with their cortex, like the nanolase research with Dr. Lieber, who's the head of chemistry at Harvard with an IQ 225, but he's a devil, who worked with Obey not only on giving them the neural lace with Elon Musk and these nanobot technology, but also allowed them to rebuild the three-dimensional model of the Sigma-1 protein. Now, I'm not saying the virus isn't real and it isn't killing people, but it's way overblown, and it's easy as hell to defeat. I mean, we even now know drugs, even the one that the Communist Chinese patented, working at Gilead, they have the Communist Party called Remdesivir. And we know that most people do not have side effects from even hydroxychloroquine, which is just an offshoot of methylene blue, which has been around for hundreds of years. But they don't want to tell you that, do they? They want control of your carcass, and they want it to go to a cashless system where they got chips that even not only control your biology, but even interface with your cortex and make you die, maybe, if they don't like you, or if you're a useless eater, like they said in Nazi Germany, right?
Yeah, and I'm listening. I hear them probably being taken.
We're getting bumped. I think we're getting bumped, but we're gonna go to a break here for a minute.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And we have a caller, Paula. You mentioned something about an infection on the phone. By the way, you did not have either PCR or immunoglobulin testing, so you didn't identify, but you did pick up some kind of virus. Describe your symptoms, because you mentioned them, and you, of course, people have to understand this, and if you are, people try to use a disrespect by saying it's a conspiracy theory. as a medical doctor, public health, occupational medicine, immunotoxicologist, expert on bioweapons for 50 years, all of the weapons that have come out, whether it's Lyme disease, AIDS, HIV, SARS-1, H5N1, H1N1, all laboratory excuses that have been released from lab to jump the literally normal firewall from viruses to affect humans, okay? So if you don't believe that, turn off the radio, walk away, and suffer, because the fact is, these, in most cases, they actually are asymptomatic, or we eventually develop, quote, herd immunity, or we have a new thing called dendritic vaccine we're going to talk about on Wednesday with Dr. Dan Royal. So don't submit to vaccines, period, and don't submit to chipping. But talk about your symptoms. What are they that have happened in the fall?
Well, my symptoms were in December. I'm in recovery now. It took me this long to get up and, you know, gradually. But the symptoms that I'm speaking of that I thought were very interesting was one night I felt in my lungs a squirting, because I was, you know, like in a deep state, very intuitive, and I felt a squirting of something toxic. And then immediately after that, in the same location, you know, but in my back, you know, my skin opened up with a sweat just in that spot.
Right.
So I felt like it was fungal. And then the other symptom that I felt was when I mentioned that something felt artificial, I'm aware of what you're talking about these bio lab engineered diseases. But this, and I was diagnosed with Lyme's, you know, 30 years ago, what I'm talking about is it felt artificial. In other words, I felt like the material that I felt like all body, all organs had something artificial in it. And I mean chemtrail sprayed materials.
Yeah, you're just telling intuitively. Okay. Let me fill you in. The first thing is that the viruses, even the regular fall flu from last year, not even talking about COVID, caused a lot of mucus bronchorrhea. And by the way, the recovery for this virus, the regular flu virus, does take months. It's not something over a couple weeks. Number three, this virus is twice as lethal as the regular seasonal flu every year. We're not talking about COVID-19. And you're right, the viruses are continually being revised and upgraded and changed. Some are now evolving. For example, this COVID virus, CCP virus, is now going to continue mutating. It's an RNA virus. That's why trying to make a regular vaccine against it is freaking useless, and it's dangerous because the vaccine can cause cytokine storm like the 2003. So you can make a dendritic vaccine, which we're going to talk about, that can build up your natural immunity. Or you have an infection and you're asymptomatic because you're healthy enough you can recover from it. The problem I see is that more and more of our biosphere is being affected by monoculture foods, demineralized soil, electropollution that directly is a co-toxin. Whether it's smart grid, which can cause fires even in wire, so it's outlawed in Saskatchewan, but it also can be toxic to your cellular communication, because the way your genes work is the little telomere at the end of your chromosome talks to your ion channels to let your nucleoplasm let the minerals in and turn on gene induction for messenger RNA and proteins, which are 32,500 alleles. So yeah, we're not even getting into 5G. If we just talk about electricity itself is toxic, in the last 100 years we talked about with Dr. Millen. Then we have smart grid. And now we're adding 5G and 6G network. We're nuts, okay? This is an experiment on the human race and on all biology. And like Einstein stated, when we start to have colony collapse disorder, which he predicted years ago, when you have the bees die and the pollinators die, then you have about 4 years of gruel and the human race dies. So people need to realize we're doing an experiment with the entire biological system that's very damn toxic. So it's my feeling in the Navajo are probably not dying of COVID because they don't travel internationally. They're dying of regular flu added to electrotoxins from smart grid and from dirty electricity. Okay? Now, what you're suffering from is most likely, what's most likely is going on is you're suffering because they've been ramping up these electrotoxins from smart grid. Smart grid itself is toxic. Now, people need to know Dr. Deagle has got skill sets, okay? If I was a bad guy, I'd be a very dangerous bad guy. I gave my first lecture on quantum biophysics and called Fulham Major Cytogenetics to a panel of biophysicists 38 and a half years ago at the University of Calgary Department of Biophysics, okay? So I'm not an average guy. I know how to make scalar weapons that can affect you thousands of miles away that are the most dangerous things on Earth. And guess what? These maniacs are doing either advertently or advertently creating toxins that are directly against all biological systems, not just humans, but every animal and plant. That's why we're getting a massive dieback of birds and insects. So if you're a mosquito, if you're a motorcycle driver, you used to drive along on your motorcycle and you didn't have something over your face like a cloth, you have a mouthful of insects. That doesn't happen anymore, does it, Dr. Chu?
Well, not so much.
But no, not so much. I talked to a motorcycle guy. They say, hey, I don't get a mouthful of insects. I said, uh-oh. And you know what? And you got to see this, people. They have to understand, and it's co-toxic with things like Fukushima Daiichi, and now also the nuclear reactor in Chernobyl is breaking down, and it's releasing radiation again. People don't get that, do they? You add all these toxins together, and the worst and sneakiest toxins, local 5G network towers in Los Angeles and in Santa Monica and every 150, 250 yards. You add that to the idea of even something just like seasonal flu, and I'm telling you that if the death rate up in Navajo country is that high, I guarantee if you actually did gene clean analysis, probably less than 0.1% actually had COVID-19. It's extremely unlikely. Most likely they have seasonal flu combined with electrotoxins, right?
Right. I think that's what's happening. But no. I've talked to a lot of people like Paula.
And right.
Paulette.
Yeah, go ahead.
It seems like there's a tie-in to the nanobots of the Morgellon type of syndrome.
Exactly.
Where these things start to creep and crawl out of your body in different areas.
They have what's called AI swarm intelligence. You know that, right?
Right.
Now, people say, oh, they can't do that. I said, look, army ants do it. In fact, it's interesting, the most aggressive army ants are the tiniest ants from South America. You know, they're not big ants, they're little guys. And they've actually gone all the way through the South America, right through the isthmus of Central America to California and so on. And so here in Vista, California, in Southern California, our ants are embedded levels, are the smallest ants, but they're swarm ants that are intellectually connected like nanobots in your gardens and whatever. Isn't that weird? And people say, oh, they can't do that. I said, you're an idiot, because they can communicate with these nanobots using scalar technology, and they know that, don't they?
Well, I actually, you know, that's one of the reasons why the Magi was developed, is because with magnetics, these nanobots don't like it. They want to get out.
Yeah, they escape and then you run away, yeah. So it does several things. It reactivates your ability to talk to your DNA to turn on your genes. It blocks nanobots. It also blocks what's called disparate or even spontaneously erupting plagues. For example, the plague that came out of China that caused the Black Death, and the plague that caused 1918, which was, I think, inadvertent. I think these idiots didn't know what they were doing, but they loved it. In fact, I have inside contacts that after it happened, as long ago as the 1950s, they exhumed bodies from Alaska, trying to rebuild the friggin' viruses from Alaska, where people died and their bodies were buried in the permafrost. That's how evil these guys are. And people like Fauci is trying to lie and still came from a wet market when there are no friggin' bats in that wet market. He's still trying to lie when even Daily News and even Trump, being an idiot, he just knows it's the truth.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest importance.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-21.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell set up a special pro forma Senate session for Tuesday after Democrats continue to hold up a massive small business aid package. The Kentucky Republican says enough is enough.
It's now been 4 days since Paycheck Protection Program ran out of money. Republicans have been trying to secure more funding for this critical program for a week and a half now.
The Supreme Court says unanimous jury verdicts are required for serious offenses in state criminal trials. A 6-3 ruling involved a defendant in Louisiana who was convicted of murder on a 10-2 vote by a jury. Louisiana and Oregon were the only two states for allowing non-unanimous verdicts. And oil prices continue to collapse, with futures down 92% to as low as $1.02 per barrel of West Texas Intermediate Light Sweet crude. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're a car...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We're back with Dr. Chu. Dr. Chu, you mentioned Dr. Kaufman now. Did he do a video on this? Because I want to post up the link on that. Did he do one reviewing this? Because it sounds like he's on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Number one. Go ahead.
It's brand new. So it was just posted yesterday. I just got it. It's only like 5,000 hits. But this guy is along with like yourself, Dr. Shiva, and Dr. Buttar.
Right.
On the links with this. The whole thing that Dr. Coffin's been saying from day one is, show me that Koch's postulates have been fulfilled in the role of this pandemic.
Right.
And so to answer him, the CDC came back and said, well, we don't really, because Koch's postulates are based on bacteriology.
Right.
Not virusology, right?
Right.
So this Dr. Rivers has updated Koch's postulates. So he goes and
he updated it to include virology, which means if you don't know, have an exact proof, not just a PCR test that uses reagent and it can hit false negative and false positive tests, or an IgM antibody, IgG, that cannot pick up specifics. If you had a previous vaccine, as I've said on my video I did last this morning, or if you've had another coronavirus infection, you'll get a false positive test indicating there's many more cases that previously had COVID-19 CCP, but they haven't.
Right.
And that's what's, right?
Yeah, so the CDC's own studies that Kaufman's showing, where they say, well, we fulfilled Koch's postulates in the form of Rivers, Dr. Rivers' new postulates on virology, they're saying this. Look, they did the study in 2018 concerning SARS-CoV-1. So if they fulfill it with SARS-CoV-1, they're saying that SARS-CoV-2 is what causes the pandemic, so we've already filled the postulate.
That's pretty sloppy science, isn't it?
Yeah. SARS-CoV-1, they could not fulfill, because Rivers knows and declares in 1938 that you cannot catch a virus. You have to have it inoculated. So, in other words, you can't have a bacteriological spread by the means of bacteria, you know, causing it like the Black Death or the causative factor. So here's Rivers showing that they proved the postulate because they did all this inoculations of people with the purified strain that had been filtered and all that. In other words, they weren't showing any way of transmission other than inoculating directly into the blood of their testing.
No, I do believe there's inoculation and infections with the aerosol and so on. But the vast majority are asymptomatic, or if they are symptomatic, they have to have weakened immune systems, and we can mitochondria to affect them. So that's where I slightly disagree with them, because I think we can, if we were actually more scientifically rigorous, which we're not, in fact, we're purposely being false. And then if you tell a doctor in New York City that they're going to get triple the money to put somebody on a ventilator, even if they come with a hangnail, they're going to put them on a damn ventilator, even if it kills them. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
Well, I go back to the study of the Navajo, what's happening there.
Right.
It doesn't fit the model. Like you said, it's either not COVID-19, which is, again,
right.
How do we know anything? It's because we have to take the word from a test that's not supposed to be.
That's not valid enough. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and here's the other sign is we barely started this plague. Now, I really think that the virus is more lethal by quite a big margin, probably 10 to 12 times more, but very few people have actually got the infection that are weakened enough to die. Now, if you're a senior and haven't had 10 years of sunlight exposure, and your mitochondria are already in harm by 10 or 12 drugs you're on, and you got slop for food to keep your heart beating, but you're not quite dead, but you're still not alive, what the heck do they expect is going to happen when you push them over the cliff with one finger in their forehead? To me, it's like insanity to wonder, look, the average person that gets sick, 91% have got 2.7 major health problems, they're in a nursing home or a prison or someplace, their margin of diet is just horrendous, and we wonder why they get sick. I believe COVID is killing people, but it's barely started. And to be honest with you, it's easy to defeat. If I could get everybody, number one, being tested with a biophilia scan, number two, taking antivirals, and I'm talking about drugs like remdesivir, I'm talking about Neutrodyne or plasmatetethylidine, our NutriSilver and Alcimed, things to protect your mitochondria like vitamin D, zinc, to block the RNA polymerase, things like our our cell defense, Kirko Gold, and cell defense capsules, and our Power C Plus crystals. This virus will disappear in a vapor cloud in about a couple of days, not weeks or months. They want the disaster because they want the ability to chip you, stick nanobots in you, track you, and even control your consciousness. And they want to sterilize you, so they have in their open documents by 2030. They want to have all babies born in laboratories when they submit your gametes. And they've even figured out a way 3 years ago in Britain how to do a punch biopsy of your form, even if you're gay, and make ova and sperm. As a male, they can take it's easier for a male to make ova and sperm than a female because you don't have male genes. They can actually make an artificial uterus and grow a fetus right to full term, and have been for years. In fact, when I found out and I presented my literature to, in 1997, 24 and a half years ago in Zurich, Switzerland, I pulled a George Washington University in America and a university in Milano for growing fetuses in the 20th week. That's in the 70s, okay? It's not difficult to grow an artificial uterus to grow a fetus, an embryo, right up. So that's what their objective was, these maniacs. They want to take over reproduction. That's why they pushed abortion. But guess what? Don't worry, women. You'll never have an abortion again because they'll sterilize you or their man will not have enough sperm to inoculate you to get a pregnancy. And it'll be illegal to have a wild reproduction. It's called wild birth. It'll only be after they can submit your child to a laboratory and genetically engineer so certain gene complexes like the M-methyl-D-aspartate God receptor genes are neutralized or not even present in the genetic hybridized child you call a human being now. The state wants to become the mama and the papa. That's how dangerous this is, isn't it?
Well, I wrote a letter to the editor of our local newspaper that I kind of sent out. I don't know if you saw that Saturday.
Right. Yes, that was good.
The worldometer stats are amazing. It shows deaths per day, deaths and births, live births per day.
Right.
The average is about 165,000 more people are being born than are dying. Now, that's got to be causing Bill Gates and Fauci and these Earth Firsters, terrible sleepless nights. You've got to stop that. You got to bring it down to at least where it's, you know, where there's more death, people dying, than there's people being born. That's their agenda, Doctor.
Do you know the reason, real reason why? I'm going to get into some weird stuff now, but it's important to get there. We're dealing with a spiritual battle. You're a believer. You're a Christian. And we've been in a battle for eons with the dark side, which are the Nephilim fighting against the planet trying to control us, okay? In fact, it said at the time of Noah that Noah and his generation was perfect in their generations. If you actually look at the Hebrew, it actually means they weren't genetically modified. Every human on earth, besides Noah and his three sons and their wives, were genetically modified. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. And it's, by the way, they're trying to do that again because they want to modify every new birth by a certain date, by 2030, is genetically modified and approved by the state. That's what they want.
Well, it goes back to, again, what Fauci's declared 5 to 10 years ago.
Right.
Gates has made no question about the role of saving planet Earth, because he's saying what?
They're full of it. They don't want to save planet. I'll tell you what the real issue is. And this is something that this guy that's got a guy called a dual personality, Donald Trump, does some good things and a lot of bad things because he's got devils around, idiots. He adopted the symbols of the Starfleet Command for the Space Force. I took care of employees flying back and forth to our colony on Mars since 1982. I was their doctor, okay? So it's not open to opinion. And they discovered ancient monuments on Mars going back hundreds of thousands of years. Human beings were there a long time before big ancient galactic war. Now, what they're terrified of, and this is Gates and the satanic elite, they're afraid that we are going to become, a galactic civilization. We're going to spread to Titan, the moon, and terraform it by Jupiter. Re-terraform Mars, which may not take as long as we think. You know, they say 1,000 years. I think we could do it in 100 or 200 years. They're terrified that we're going to get off-world and become an agent of God in the universe. And these devils, these Nephilim, are doing everything they can to contain us and terminate us. That's what they want, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got to decrease the population.
Exactly.
Planet, and so
make sure we don't get off planet, right? Back in a moment with Dr. Chouat. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Get help.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness.
clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us on
back. So my solution is real simple. I want people to look at my video, 37 minutes. I provide a comprehensive solution all the way from biophilia scan to isolation to antivirals to cytokine protectants to even scanner technology like we've developed. In fact, we have the Sonic Life. I can put the frequencies of block nonagonase in the 139 kilodalton protein. We have also a broadcast antenna that can go 25 miles or even further, 1,000 miles. That the Russians, by the way, developed in the 1970s, they released their antiviral, which is called, if you want to call it, tuned DNA antiviral cyber bomb, and actually blew up the virus that was released, unfortunately, from their facility north of Moscow back in the 70s, and they managed to kill it because they knew it was one of the most lethal viruses in history. People need to realize a lot of countries, not only us, but Iran and Syria, which got a lot of the bioweapons from Russia, have been investigating creating these death weapons for decades, and we have to stop it. Because normally the virus has normal firewalls, and they act as a place to pick up viral DNA to help to alter the genome of different organisms. So viruses normally are not our enemies, but they're enemizing them, if you want to call it, turning them into enemies. You have some spiritual things. Lady Gaga did something on the weekend. I don't know much about it, but I heard a little bit, and it kind of makes my stomach turn. Tell me what she did on the weekend with her concert.
Well, it was scheduled for Saturday the 18th, and a few people sent me some heads up on it, and I went even deeper down the so-called rabbit hole. Got to go back to when the pandemic was actually planned and put into motion. It was what's the date? October 18th, exactly 13 days before All Hallows' Eve, what's called Samhain, in the black magic sorcery of the Satanists. It's one of the highest black Sabbath day where they sacrifice humans.
They're talking about the Wicker Man ceremony, right? The fall Wicker Man ceremony, right?
So you got fast forward exactly 6 months is Saturday, April 18th. 6 months. The event 201 planning exercise,
By the way, those are the days of what's called Moloch and Baal.
Yeah.
And they're when they, at the end of the sacrifice, they sacrifice the children born by lascivious sex or sweetbread that the Queen of Heaven's made with cardamom on the arms, and they open the ashes of hot coals of this owl that they burned down to ashes as a sacrifice. So
there were 6 hours of the planning session. The agenda was very clear, 6 hours. And so here, on the Saturday, the 18th, Gaga sets up and organizes this this extravaganza of music. It's exactly 6 hours worth.
Because
we had Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert, the late night idols, right?
Right.
The MCs during these the 6 hours. What
right.
do we have? I've written many books and papers on the occult significance of what they call the 13 days of preparation from April
right.
19th, which was yesterday, to May 1st, which is Beltane. It goes back to the, and I was able to document this back in Israel at when the Canaanite altars that were there and recorded in the book of Joshua. This goes back into there was a 13-day high sacrifice of preparation.
Right.
What they call the fire god Baal or Moloch, sun god.
Right. Right.
Saturn, Satan, it's satanic ritual, okay?
Right.
So here's Lady Gaga kicking this off, and you just, I mean, I watched this enough to get my stomach sick.
And by the way, the word Gaga is Hispanic for stupid, Lady Stupid. So she wants you to be stupid too, right? Please continue.
So here we have, starting, this kicks off on the 18th, not accidental whatsoever, 13 days of preparation to May 1st, Beltane, which is when the high priest, Donald Trump, has declared that the nation will be open again. Like if you can,
right, he does it right on the right Masonic dates, because remember, he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, right? And so is his father, right?
Yeah,
please continue.
Number 13 and number 6 are the sacred numbers. If you understand black magic Kabbalah, the Kabbalah tracing board,
right.
13 and 6 are the most sacred numbers. And so this,
right.
this is all through what they're doing in this plan. The numbers don't lie.
Right.
They're laying this out, and it's, if those are awake, it's very clear. I go back and actually quote it in my little email, Daniel chapter 3. Let's remind what happened. King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3 made a statue, a golden statue of the people to bow down, 6 cubits high, 6 cubits wide. But before they bowed down, the music had to be played. So, and remember, this is, like we said, this is spiritual warfare of the highest order.
Right.
From Daniel 3, then the herald loudly proclaimed, O people of every nation and language, this is what you are commanded. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the golden statue that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Wow. That's
right.
Exactly. And they had their statue. They had it
right.
all there. It was like, are you kidding me?
You mean on the Lady Gaga thing, they had a statue there too, right?
Yeah, they did all the music. That it was all ritual to fulfill exactly what they've been doing for millennia, for many thousands of years, sacrificing
right.
innocence on the satanic altar. That's
right.
all that this ever is. This COVID-19 is the setup. The day of preparation, these 13 days of preparation are for the vaccine to be foisted, and that's where the death
yeah, let's put it this way. If they try to vaccine or chip me, I'm going to release the most violent, non-lethal and lethal technologies in human history on them. Some of it's going to be scalar technology that literally goes into the quantum universe. And I'm starting it right away. Because I'm sick and tired of the dark side, thinking they're going to get away with it. And the average person in the Republic, they go to regular church, which I think is a form of anesthesia. Because they don't know that you can only sin against God, and you can only do God and do His will by praying and doing Shabbat, hearing and doing it. They also don't understand the dark side is very real, very intelligent, and they're trying to capture the human race by getting them to do good and evil, and submitting to the mark of the beast, the nanobots and the vaccines and all the other stuff that will kill a lot of their relatives, but make them into literally a cyborg human. That's what they're up to, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I did send this to you, directly to you. Yeah, it's called The Next 13 Days, Dr. Bill.
Uh-huh.
So, you know,
yeah.
Take a look.
Let me see if I can pull it up on that. Let me pull up your email. I'm going to pull it up when I was over to my Gmail. So, here I got it, A2OT at email. And let's see if it says here. Perspective set Saturday. Is that the one on Saturday?
Yeah, well, the next 13 days, I just sent it to you this morning, earlier.
Yeah, this one here, it looks like it was sent up here, talks about, to George Pyle. Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
Pandemic Pursuit.
That was my...
He must have sent it to my Hotmail address, so,
Hotmail
right?
Hotmail account, yes.
Ah, yeah, that's the reason why. It's always sent to both, so Hotmail and Gmail. All right? Because otherwise,
Next 13 days is what it's titled.
Let's see. What's your email again? True?
A True Lot.
And it was said, yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is. I got it. I put it up on the screen right now, so if people are looking, they can actually see it. I think I'll send it over to my Gmail account, because it's easier to view over there.
Yeah, there's that graphic, the 13 days of preparation. You look
right,
at North, April 19th through May 1st. I mean, from Waco, Texas, the Branch Davidian sacrifice and burning. Of course, Adolf Hitler's birthday is April 18th, and
right.
all of this is very occultic significant.
Yeah,
there just seems like there's even CNN did the unique picture that all of there's so many mass deaths involving fireballs and burning from this. It's just not coincidence. April 19th to May 1st.
Well, what we're having is a separation of sheep and goats. The goats are deciding to choose suicidal death of their spirit while they're trying to maintain power in the physical realm. And they're doing Satan's will, which is do good and evil to get control, and they're all going to die as a result of it. So we want to pray for these people to do evil, they repent. But let me tell you, these ceremonies are very real. They're tied directly to nanotechnology, 5G network, and biologically engineered bioweapons. And by the way, this virus hasn't hardly got a start yet. The regular flu is being amplified in its lethality by 5G, but the second wave, when people don't have masks and so on, or even natural vitamin D and other things to protect them, the second wave, like in 1918, is going to be much worse. So, yes, idiot Trump's going to reopen the economy, but if they don't protect people, it's going to explode, isn't it? That's what's going to happen. Well, they better not try the vaccine on me. I'll give them a vaccine, but it'll contain lead. It'll be a hard vaccine to get over.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.